Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We have a very special guest here joining us, getting ready. Boy, you want to talk about nerve-wracking. 312 of the best club professional players across the country in the PGA have all convened in New Mexico this week for 20 spots that they reserve for the club pros in the PGA Championship at Oak Hills coming up in a few weeks. Three are from Oregon, including our guest now, Colin Inglis. He is the assistant club pro down at Shadow Hills Country Club, golf club down there just outside of Eugene. And that name sounds familiar. It is, for a reason. But Colin joining us after his practice round here this morning, getting ready to start on Sunday. Thanks so much. And one, congratulations just getting in this field. How are the nerves doing before you tee off tomorrow for real?
No, I'm feeling good. I'm glad to be on the show, and game feels good, just getting better by the day. So I think we'll be ready by Sunday.
Well, let's get the obvious out of the way. Yes, you are the brother of Caroline Inglis, who's off to a great start, the LPGA event this week down in Southern California. So she's off to a good start, hopefully another top finish and a nice paycheck for her. How did golf in the Inglis family become so prominent?
You know, it didn't become prominent till later. We both grew up playing other sports, and golf was kind of on the back burner. And I grew up playing mainly baseball and basketball, and, you know, played high school golf. But, you know, we didn't play as kids together, and kind of grew into it. She started later playing middle school and got better a lot faster than me. So, you know, it wasn't like we'd go to the course when we were kids and play golf. So it was kind of a thing that just happened later in life.
Well, and that's kind of remarkable given, you know, how young we're starting to see these players. I think more so on the women's side than the men's side. But, we've seen it from Brooke Henderson and the Lucy Lees and all of that. Teenagers qualifying for the U.S. Open. Do they decide to go to college, turn pro? So what was it? What was the spark? And how did you foster it? Because you didn't play college golf either.
No, I mean, I've played golf since I was 3-4 years old, and, I was always pretty good, but I never took it seriously and never did, you know, tournaments and, AJGA or stuff like that. Cause I was always playing, you know, Babe Ruth baseball and, AAU basketball in the summers. And, you know, for a 5'9" point guard, basketball's not going to take you too far. So I should have probably started taking golf serious earlier in life.
Chatting here with Colin Inglis as he's getting ready at the PGA Club Professionals National Championship. First round is on Sunday. 312 of the best playing club pros around the country for those coveted 20 spots. Now, you finished sixth last year. You played at Southern Hills. How much has that experience, just going through it, help you be a little bit more calm and prepared for what's going to happen here this weekend?
Oh, it's helped tremendously. You know, you've been there before. You just kind of feel like you belong, and, you know, you kind of expect to get in the top 20. You know, that's just the mindset you have. And, you know, my goal is, yeah, to get in the top 20, but I want to come and win the tournament this week. So that's just kind of the mindset you have to have as a golfer. You know, don't come to the tournament if you don't think you can win.
No question. Well, you're used to winning. You won the Muckleshoot Casino Washington Open Invitational last year, the Oregon PGA Chapter Championship as well. So you got some wins under the belt. And the nice thing about being a pro is there's some money involved too. So you can dip into it. Just how close, after playing Southern Hills, one of the toughest courses we saw all season last year on the PGA Tour, just how close are these top club pros to competing and being out there and getting a tour card?
Yeah, you know, the top guys, we can definitely compete. I would say for me, it's the length is the biggest difference. You know, I don't hit it as far as kind of those top tour pros. And, you know, everyone sees Rory and Rahm and these top guys. But, you know, they're so far ahead of everybody else. I think the, you know, us club pros, if, you know, we had time to kind of dedicate and practice and really play as much as them, you know, we get pretty close.
Well, yeah, and that's the amazing thing. One, your head pro down there at Shadow Hills, very accommodating to allow you the time to go and do all that because you have responsibilities, instructional stuff, lessons, camps, academies that you're doing, as well as all of the other business running the club for the members. How do you find time to balance everything and keep your game in good enough shape where you can go down there and compete near the top of the leaderboard?
Yeah, it's definitely tough. You know, I do all of our merchandising and buying at Shadow Hills, as well as teach and run tournaments and, have two kids of my own. And, oldest one just started baseball. And so, I mean, it's hard to find time to play and practice. I kind of, you know, put the clubs away for a couple weeks in between stuff and, kind of get them out of the closet, you know, 4 or 5 days before a tournament and try and get some practice and play a couple times and, you know, just get the game ready pretty quick, actually.
Well, and I think that's something that relates a lot to our listeners. Look, winter lasted a long time here in the Northwest this year. So a lot of people are just cracking the clubs out here in the last week or so as we're seeing the sun temperatures warming up. To get ready, though, for tournaments or competitive stuff, even if it's your own men's or women's group, what do you find are keys to getting yourself kind of back into that competitive mode and on short notice having a game that you can go out there and take into a competitive sort of environment?
Yeah, I would say first it's short game, really just having the confidence in your touch and feel with putting and chipping and, you know, the golf swing doesn't change a ton. So not trying to change anything mechanically, just kind of stick to what you have and, you know, just hit some balls and try and hit the ball in the middle of the club face. And, but really kind of sharpen up the short game. That's where, you know, if you aren't playing and practicing, you can lose shots for sure.
Well, and you're getting practice rounds here this before you start. Sunday is round one. Two courses that you're using, Twin Warriors Golf Club and Santa Ana Golf Club down there in New Mexico, just outside of Albuquerque. And so maybe you don't have a chance to have practice rounds locally, but if you can go play the course that you're going to play in a competitive environment, what are some of the things that you always try? We see everybody out there with their yardage books, making notes. What are the key things that you go around in a little preparation, intelligence to have some course management ability when you get time to play?
Yeah, I mean, first, it's, you know, what club are you going to hit off the tee? You know, so if it's a par 4, par 5, you know, are you going to hit driver? Are there bunkers, you know, where you need to kind of lay up short of those bunkers, you know, and hit like a 3-wood or something? So that's kind of the first part, you know, off the tees. And then really just kind of checking the conditions of the course, you know, how much is the ball releasing on approach shots and chip shots and what are the bunkers like? And then most of the work kind of just goes into the greens, lots of putting and chipping in practice rounds. Just looking at where different locations on the green where they can put different pins. So kind of just practicing to different spots on the green and That's where most of the time is spent in the practice rounds.
And then for your actual prep, when you're going Sunday morning before your tee time, I think it's around noon local time, how much time do you budget? When do you get there ahead of time? What are you trying to accomplish in your practice round to be ready to play versus just going out and working on something in your swing by yourself?
Yeah, you know, before a tournament like that day, I normally just about 40 minutes. I'm not a huge driving range guy. I like beat a bunch of balls before a round, you know, maybe hit balls for 20 minutes and just get loose, get the body ready. And it's hard to not kind of judge how you're hitting it on the range before you play. Just really, it's just trying to get warmed up. And then I'll putt for 10 minutes and hit some chips and I'm ready to go. Some of these guys, you know, they get there and they practice for an hour and a half. And that's not me. I just want to get kind of warmed up and loose, and then I'm good to go.
Chatting here with Colin Inglis. He is the 2022 Rolex Pacific Northwest PGA Player of the Year here in the region. He is in New Mexico. Two courses. Are they similar down there, getting ready to go in the National Club Championship, or do you need to have a different mentality for each course that you're going to play?
Very different. So the host course, Twin Warriors, is more open. It's longer. You know, that's where you're going to hit a lot of drivers. The other course, Santa Ana, is very narrow, a lot shorter. But you know, it's really, really narrow with bunkers and desert and bushes. So, on that course, you have to play, you know, a little bit more conservatively, and, big numbers are out there for sure if you don't hit it straight. The host course, you know, if you hit it good, you're going to score pretty well. So they're definitely very different. And if it gets windy, both can be very hard.
Well, how low do you think you're going to have to go to give yourself a chance to be one of the 20 and get back to the PGA Championship at Oak Hill?
Yeah. You know, it's normally in this, the top 20, if you shoot, you know, a couple under, you're probably in the top 20. You know, to win, I'm guessing 10 to 15 under. So if we can just shoot, you know, a couple under every day and not have any rounds, we're going backwards. I think we'll be in that top 20 and have a good shot.
Well, I know everybody here in Oregon's hoping to see you and your two fellow Oregonians in the field have some success. Love to see you back there at the PGA Championship in a few weeks. Again, Colin Inglis, assistant professional down at Shadow Hills outside of Eugene. Best of luck. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes, and we'll all be watching starting Sunday.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Jason.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.